people get this rock or stone from their field and build a sort of a fence or wall out of it?
No, not really. I know. I've seen them in pictures over there. I've seen pictures showing it where they made them or something like that. But put arms on, I ain't never seen none made out of that, I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen fences made out of lumber. Well, I made a many fences out of lumber myself.
What kinds of fences?
Not any kind of fence I wanted. Yard fence, a lot of fence. Fence in hog pens or anywhere. Any kind of fence I wanted, I made out of lumber.
What would the yard fence be like? What would the yard fence look like?
Well, it's just an ordinary wire of some kind. I don't know just what you'd call it, but... Well, since I've been here, I ain't never been able to fence my yard. I ain't never fenced it in. It's fenced it all around, you know, around about way before. I mean the main yard around the house. I ain't never fenced it. I ain't never been able. My brother, if I was able, was going to fence it, I'd want to buy the wire post on all together already made. You know, they got it. You just put it down, and when you put your post down, you got your fence up. That's how I want, but high my gracious Lord. A poor man can't buy it. But that is a fence. You buy it with the post already fixed, you put your fence down. Well, when you put your post down, well, you got your fence up. Your fence is put to the post. But I ain't never been that strong. Never will be, don't worry. In fact, I don't care. I've been in this world. Because I'm getting along without it being fenced.
Yeah.
Well, if I had a fence, I wouldn't get along no better, so what difference would it make?
Do you ever have a picket fence or a slat fence?
I build them. I build a picket fence, slat fence, pickets.
What's that like?
Huh?
How do you build that?
Just drive out, take your go and get your drive the timber out of the, and the woods. Don't get your wood out the timber out of the woods and bolt it up, what we call bolting the timber, drive it up and into your little pieces like you want them, and then take your throw and run your boards out, your pickets. Well, then you got just a pretty picket wall. Well, then you nail up your slab, your slats to your post. Well, nail your pickets right up. Well, you see, that's a sample of something like it right down on the post.
Oh, I see.
You nail the pieces to your post, well, then nail your pickets right on them. I built a million and many picket fence, years and years ago.
So the picket sort of pointed at the top then?
Yeah. Some of them sharpens the top of them real sharp, some of them don't.
What did you use to carry water in?
Water.
Mm-hmm.
And what we call these old stone jugs. I don't want to hear it. That's what we call them. Stone jugs. Mostly.
What about one more bottle?
You don't see them nowadays. They hardly buy one.
You ever see anything made out of wood?
What?
To carry water.
Yeah, water paid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a man one. But you can't buy them now, I was sure. You don't keep them. Can't find a man hardly old, old tin buckets, old yellow knives, you know, tin stuff buckets now. I can't buy a wooden bucket.
Right
here,
one little store
in town. Huh? Yeah, we walked up, a little no time. Get real dry, well, you know, let them sit out in the sun.
Now,
I'm
going to put a
wall
right in there.
But you know, did you know people hear me say that, but they were good. I don't see how you, I don't believe that would be true. But you know what the fact. It looks like that's a mighty poor way for people to have to live. But you know I enjoy that way of living better than I do the way the people live nowadays. They can't get nothing fine enough now to suit them. They ain't fancy enough. It ain't classy enough for